It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
You ready to have some fun, Katie?
Absolutely.
We absolutely love this game. It's called What's Number One. It's really started to take off. We've had so many compliments on it, so many messages on social about it. So we hope you enjoy it. You're going to want to call in and try to play. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. For What's Number One. Here's how it works. Every day after the show, we hop onto our Facebook page and post a silly question, a unique question, something to get you thinking. And then you send us a private message with your answer to that question, so it's kept a secret. And then at the beginning of the show every day, we sift through all the answers that came in and pick the number one answer that was said. Easy peasy, right?
Yeah.
Not too bad. So here's the question that came in yesterday. Instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange blank instead. It's kind of fun, huh?
Love this one.
Kind of cute to think about that. Instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange blank instead. Try to play. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What was the number one answer that came in with that?
That's going to be a lot of fun.
What are we playing for today?
They are winning $250, Jeremy.
What?
And on top of that, you're scoring a four-pack of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra November 16th at Ball Arena.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. So you can call in, try to guess the answer to what's number one. It'll give you $250, which is your share of $10,000 that Mix 100 is giving away over the month of October.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Here's your question. Instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange blank instead. What was the number one answer? Give us a call. Jay, what's going on?
Not much.
How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. Getting halfway through the week.
I know, right? You guys carving pumpkins this year?
Yes.
Are you?
I'm going to do it with my niece, yes.
Right on. Yeah, I went and picked up a few more pumpkins yesterday for the kids. We're getting down to the end, though, of, like, the box of pumpkins.
Yeah, yeah.
Got some weird-looking pumpkins out there right now.
You better go get your pumpkins.
Even better, though.
They're going to be a lot of lopsided jack-o'-lanterns in my house.
There's a lot of lopsided people.
Hey, look at you coming in hot. You funny, Jay.
Well representing, Jay.
You are funny. We got a couple phone lines open at 303-691-1649 for what's number one. All right, Jay, instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange what instead?
How about families?
Oh,
just swap families.
How does yours work?
like your family better.
Yeah.
Hey, it shows where you came from or how you were raised.
Yeah,
it does. That's a good answer.
That's cute. That's unique, but sadly, that is not it, Jay. So
All right, thanks, guys. Great
day. See you later.
Thanks, Jay.
You too. Bye.
Bye now. We've got Megan in here for What's Number One. Hi, Megan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. What are you doing today?
I'm just getting the kids off to school right now.
Yeah, good. Get them out of there. Yeah. Make them go do something. So what's number one? Instead of rings, the bride and groom should be exchanging what? What was the number one answer that came in for us?
I said, like, bottles of wine.
Some bottles of wine.
You're going to need this to marry me.
Have you had the Snoop Dogg wine?
What was it?
Snoop Dogg's wine.
Oh, no, I haven't. Actually, I was interested in trying that one.
Snoop Dogg owes me thousands of dollars for promoting his wine over there. It's so good.
Do you like it?
Cali Red up in here. But sadly, no wine for you, Megan. All right, have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks, Megan.
All right. 303-691-1649. Get you in the studios to play What's Number One. Paige, it's Paige.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning, Paige.
What are you doing today, Paige?
I am just heading back to work from dropping off my kids.
Nice. Okay. Turn your radio down for me. Getting some feedback.
All right.
Yeah.
Where do you work, Paige? Where are you heading?
I'm driving back to my base. I drive special needs kids, and they go all the way from Denver, so I'm driving back to Greenleaf.
Well, you're a good human. Thank you for doing that.
there.
Yeah, that radio's still up. Hey, Paige, what was the number one answer? Instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange what instead?
Most likely not the answer, but their last name.
Nah, that's not it. All day long, that's not it.
Good try, though, Paige.
Was it? All right, Paige, thank you.
Thank
Have a good day.
Thank you for what you do.
Bye. Thank you. Yes, it's very not a good
try. And
that
thanks
was not
for
a good
listening.
Try. That was not a good try at
it
all.
It was a good try. They are exchanging their last name, or at least one of them is. No? Not having it.
Jackie.
Good morning.
Good morning,
morning.
To you.
I'm good. How are you?
We're fine, thank you. Anything good going on in your life?
You know, just huge work and taking care of the kids.
That's all right. Be productive. Are you married?
I am not, actually.
Well, this might be
Single
something
parent.
You can think about if you ever get married again. Instead of exchanging rings, what should the bride and groom be exchanging?
I'm going to say tattoos.
Oh,
I like that.
Tat it up.
Yeah.
And they have to give each other the tattoo.
Ouchie.
Ouchie. I'm sorry, Jackie. That was not the number one answer. Darn it.
Darn
it. Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Jackie.
You.
I like that answer, though. I like tattoo rings in lieu of real rings anyway, right?
Do
like,
you?
Yeah. If you're finding your forever love.
You don't know, though.
That
forever
it.
Love could be gone in a month and a half
right?
when they cheat on you at work or something.
Oh, wow.
You
that
don't know.
Escalated quickly.
Really escalated.
How did that happen? Wait.
So get the henna one.
Okay.
Just get the henna one for like 6 months. Yeah. Hi, Crystal.
Hi. Good morning.
Hey,
good
you're
morning.
All chipper.
I am. I got in. Woohoo!
Yay! Yeah, this is fun. We're having a lot of fun with this game. What are you doing today?
I'm heading to the groomers, dropping my dog off at the groomers.
Oh, yeah? What's your dog's name?
Annie. She's a miniature poodle.
Oh!
Really neat.
Yeah, they need to be groomed probably every other month or so, right? Like 6 weeks?
Oh, yeah. They're going to hate me at the groomers. I'm going to be in trouble. But
how much does that cost you to get that dog groomed?
65 with that's
is that good? I don't know. Is that a good price, Katie?
Yeah, that's
is that
a pretty good price for it. Especially how you said, is it a mini poodle?
Little one.
Yeah.
Yeah. A mini one. Yeah.
I had a giant poodle run into my front yard. My cameras picked it up at like 11 o'clock the other night and left massive piles of dog poo and then ran off. And I'm like, whose dog is this? Whose dog?
Poopy poodle.
He was a poopy poodle.
Man.
Poodles are jerks. All right, Crystal, let's play What's Number One. Instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange what instead? This was the number one answer that came in from listeners. What was it?
Engraved bracelet.
Oh, fancy.
An Angora bracelet.
Ooh, girl. No.
Ooh.
It's not jewelry of any kind. No belly button rings, no nose rings,
Ooh.
No bracelets, nothing.
That sounds like a clue,
handcuffs.
Though.
No handcuffs either, Crystal.
My goodness,
Crystal. My goodness.
It's going to be some honeymoon. Hey.
Y'all have a good day.
You sounds like
Crystal.
You're going to have a great day. We'll see you later, Crystal.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
My
that.
Goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, this Lexi. Fun.
Hi, how are you?
We're super dupes. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Yeah, you having fun with this question today? It's kind of silly.
It is kind of silly, but it's interesting to see what other people think.
I know. It kind of gets you thinking, like, what if we ditched the rings? What would we be exchanging? Use your words, Jared. So what do you think? What was the number one answer that came in?
I said a love letter.
Oh, that's super sweet.
That's so sweet.
But still, like, I feel like you do that anyway. Don't you, like, read the vows and read a letter to each other and No, it's definitely, it's a very unique thing you're going to be exchanging. So no letters, nothing real sentimental.
No jewelry.
And no jewelry. So.
All right. All right. Now you'll have to keep thinking.
There you go.
Go live your life. We'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Bye. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, how's it going?
Super dupes. How are you?
You know. Hey, it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're good.
You hitting that midweek slump right now?
No. I'm doing good.
All right. What are you making for dinner tonight?
I don't know. That's something I got to figure out. I made chicken parm last night with spaghetti.
Oh, yum.
See, you could do, if you have any leftovers, you could make chicken parm sandwiches.
Yeah, I could.
That sounds like a really intense meal to make. Like, that, there's a lot that goes into that.
Chicken parm?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really not hard at all.
Really?
Do you make your own, like, spaghetti sauce and everything?
No.
I kind of made my own spaghetti sauce. I'd, like, got the can of spaghetti sauce and then added all my spices and garlic and cream and all of that stuff. And then...
You got to bread
then
the chicken.
You just make the pasta. Well, no. You buy the chicken already breaded.
What?
Oh,
you can do that?
I'm not Italian. I don't have time for this.
I didn't know you could buy pre-breaded chicken.
In the freezer section.
Oh, like a Tyson chicken patty.
Yeah, that's what she's doing there.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's trashy chicken parm.
Well, that's from my redneck chicken farm.
That's redneck chicken
farm. That's a hillbilly chicken farm.
I want like a real chicken breast breaded.
She says she's not Italian. Oh. This is what you get.
I'm not Italian. I don't do that stuff. Hey, at least I made the sauce and like added to the sauce.
You just put herbs and spices in your jar of Prego. That's all you did.
The enhancers. That's what you did. The recipe enhancers. I say good job.
I'm not impressed anymore, Kelly. Yeah.
Chop the garlic, you know.
Yeah, all right. I'm not that impressed.
Okay, that's cool.
Kelly, I'll come eat with you.
Tonight it's Manwich with a side of hamburger helper.
You're barely making your sloppy joes over there.
Kelly, I like you. We could hang out. You're funny.
Yes, we could.
So the question that was posted on our social yesterday, instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange blank instead. What was the number one answer from the listeners?
Okay, I'm going to say finances and passwords.
That's really good. There was a few of those that came in. The passwords came in, I know, and I remember I saw a couple credit scores.
That's what I said.
Like
credit
reports.
That would be a smart one.
I know.
I wish I would have done that.
Right, in hindsight.
Your credits, what? That was not right, though. That was not the number one answer, Kelly. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too, Kelly. Great day.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Where are we at? 9:15. I'm really enjoying the answers.
You got to give a clue.
It's not jewelry. It's nothing sentimental. It's nothing financial. Let's do one more. Hey, Stacey.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear all the clues so far, the things that it's not?
I did. I still don't know, but I have one guess in my mind.
Do you? Just one single guess?
Yes.
You're just dying to blurt it to the mountaintops, huh?
Yes.
Come on, Stacey.
All right, what's your guess? What was number one?
I'm going to say cars.
Oh.
What car would you want the groom to give you?
Oh, not his, I don't think. I think my husband had a Chevy Cavalier back in the day.
Do you take this Cavalier? I'd be like, no.
Absolutely not.
Oh,
it's not cars, Stacey. I'm sorry.
Dang it. All right,
all
thanks.
Right, bye. The correct answer is really cute.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
It is really cute.
Like, you'd be like, aww.
I want it. Yeah. You want this, right? We can say that, too.
Yeah, you would. I think you would want this.
You want this.
Christina. Christina.
Do we have a hint?
Yeah. So it's really cute. Like, what you would get, you'd be like, aww.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. And you said not sentimental, so it would be like, okay, let's do a song.
Oh, yeah. Well, like we did on MySpace back in the day.
If
like,
you're happy and
song.
You know it, marry me.
Yeah.
It's not it, Christina.
That was a fun guess, though.
Thank you. Bye. Who was it? Crystal that just called in a little bit ago, going to the groomer?
Yes.
Pet groomer? Yeah, she's going to kick herself.
I know,
right?
Exactly.
She's going to kick herself.
She is going to kick herself.
She doesn't know how close she was.
Yeah.
Bree.
I knew it. I was going to say pets.
Well, there's a lot of pets out there, Bree.
Yes.
I'm going to give you...
I was going to say puppies, more specifically.
So instead of rings, the bride and groom should exchange puppies?
Like bark, bark puppies?
Like bark, bark, little baby
puppies? Do you like, go, aww.
Give me little face kisses, puppies?
Would you say if you got one of those at your wedding, you'd be like, aww.
So adorable.
Yeah. Give me an aww right now.
Give me an aww.
That was really good.
Aww, you just won.
Yay. Yay.
That was the number one answer that came in. The bride and groom should exchange puppies instead.
Oh, I love it.
You love puppies?
Gosh, will you take that puppy? Yes, I'll take that puppy. I'll take that puppy. I'll take all the puppies. Yes, I love it.
That's hilarious. You got a puppy in your life, Bree? You got a dog?
I do. We actually got our dog like 5 months after we got married, and we still have her. She's almost 8, and she's wonderful.
There you go.
So,
give your dog a shout out. What's your dog's name?
I totally will. Her name is Charlie. She's a chocolate lab.
Oh,
damn it. Jeremy
that's my
wants
goal.
A chocolate
I want
lab.
A chocolate lab so bad, yep. Bree.
Yep, they're so sweet.
They're the best
they're
dogs.
I know. I keep telling my wife, and I want to name him Clark. Clark the chocolate lab. I need to make
that's
this happen. Send me a picture of your dog, okay? Over text.
Okay.
Same number you called. But hey, what are the prizes she won?
Bree, you just won $250 and a 4-pack of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra at Ball Arena on November 16th.
Boom. We just hooked you up, girl.
Yay.
I'm going to throw. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for calling and having some fun with us.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.